Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. I am your host, as always, Eric Ellefson. And on today's episode, we'll be previewing the NBA Finals between the Indiana Pacers and Oklahoma City Thunder, which kicks off tomorrow night in Oklahoma City. Starting tonight, we have the Stanley Cup Finals, which is a rematch of last year between the Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers, with the Panthers winning last year. And game one kicks off tonight. I think it is in Edmonton. That is at 7 o'clock on TNT/TrueTV/Max. And then, yeah, we have the NBA Finals kicking off tomorrow at 7:30 on ABC. And then, so we'll be previewing that. And then we also have Major League Baseball kind of officially hitting like a milestone in the season. As you know, we're into summer now. Like, last week was Memorial Day. You know, that's kind of like, I would say like the first kind of, yeah, I would say like the first kind of milestone of the season, you know, getting past Memorial Day, because then we're about 2 weeks, or 2 months, I should say, into the season. You know, teams have played probably, you know, close to 60-some games. So a lot more, you know, more of a larger sample size, as opposed to, like, you know, we're 2 weeks into the season. And then kind of the other milestones probably would have to be the All-Star break. And then, you know, I guess the last one would have to be probably like September 1st. Like, you know, as we hit like that last month of the season. So we'll kind of see where things stand. I guess standing-wise, just like news-wise, I don't think there's anything major. Like, there hasn't been any trades. Like, I don't think we'll see any, you know, if we see any before like the All-Star break, that wouldn't be too surprising. It wouldn't surprise me if there's like at least maybe one or two, a couple, by then, you know, if something drastic happens to like a major contender or anything like that. And, you know, kind of where teams kind of adjust from there. So we'll kind of look at the standings, because, like, I mean, we had like a big series last week, a World Series rematch between the Dodgers and Yankees in LA. The Dodgers winning, they won the series 2-3, and then the Yankees won the finale on Sunday Night Baseball this past weekend. So, you know, a lot into it. So we'll just kind of go right into the NBA Finals. Pacers and Thunder with, let's do playoff brackets. I mean, the Pacers beat the Knicks 4-2. And then Oklahoma City won, beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 4-1. That was like last week, I think. Like, they haven't played May 28th. When was that? Yeah, last Wednesday. So it will be like 8 days since they played, like, you know, a meaningful game. You know, I'm sure they've had practices and stuff like that. And then the Pacers won, I think that was, let's see, that would be Saturday. Yes. So then it'd be 5 days between games. They clinched on, both teams clinched the series on at home. And, you know, for like Oklahoma City, like, you know, they won, and it's like, you know, we get to host game one. It's like, regardless of who they play you know, if the number one seed, Cavaliers from the East, you know, made it to the finals, Oklahoma City would still, you know, host this game one and be, or have home court advantage, I should say. Definitely a surprise with Indiana. I mean, Oklahoma City, not so much at all. You know, they had the number one seed in the Western Conference. I think they had the best record in all of the NBA. I think they won like 64, 68 games. Let's see, they won 68. So, definitely had, like, you know, the pressure of being having the best record during the playoffs. And they won, I mean, the conference finals, 4-1, semifinals. They had to win in 7, and then the first round they swept. So, you know, definitely tested more in that semifinals than, like, the first round of conference finals. And, like, I definitely think it's kind of their series to lose, where, you know, they, like, I'm kind of, I would predict, like, Thunder in 6. I mean, it could go to, like, 7. Because, I mean, Indiana's, I mean, they beat the Pacers in 6. They beat the number one seeded Cavs in 5. They beat the Bucks in 5. Like, you know, playing some solid competition, like, you know, which, I mean, is not really the case always with the Eastern Conference, as it's more so the Western Conference is that kind of, you know, I would say dogfight, where it's like you really have to grind your way to the finals, because of just like how, you know, many teams are usually good, in that, you know, division. Well, not division, conference, I should say. Because usually with the East, you know, usually like that 7th or 8th seed sometimes is like at 500, maybe a game or two, you know, over, or even like, you know, like below 500 sometimes. It just kind of matters on like how the tournament shapes up. It's always been a lot of top heavy, where it's usually 3, maybe that 4, the top 3 seeds for sure, then maybe that 4th are kind of like the ones, you know, who are gonna pose a threat to like make the finals or, you know, anything like that, and then we kind of go from there. And then, so we have that, I mean, Indiana, I mean, Minnesota, I don't think we've talked, I don't think I've had an episode since we've had, like, the award, well, MVP announced, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the Thunder, won. I think Nikola Jokic of the Nuggets was 2nd, and then I think maybe Giannis was 3rd. They were the 3 finalists for this season's MVP award. I mean, it was again pretty much Alexander's to lose. You know, playoff performance doesn't really take into effect, because I think they've already voted. I don't know if they wait till end, like, the last game of the season and then, you know, vote, like, a couple days after, because it's, like, MVP. It's a regular season award. We're not doing, you know, we're not taking into effect, you know, the playoff performances into it. So, and then I don't think Indiana's won any awards. Maybe they had, like, a player, I'm trying to think. I mean, I can see, like, Tyrese Haliburton being, like, all NBA like third team or something like that. Is that maybe Pascal Siakam would be on like defensive, all defensive team, but like I don't think they had anyone really as a finalist for, you know, season award that I can recall like at the top of my head. And doesn't know that, yeah, Gildas was MVP. I think he was most likely then all NBA first team. I don't know if like Jalen Williams or Chet Holmgren would have been like on any like second team or third team for all NBA or anything like that, because they are like pretty young, the Thunder, and then like, you know, a lot of players still on like rookie deals type of thing, and then you have like some more like veteran guys kind of thrown in there, and then they still have like, you know, two first round picks in this year's draft. I think it's like 15th overall and then like 24th, I want to say, that they, you know, have gotten from like, you know, trading like Paul George and other players that they've had, and like, you know, all those kind of draft picks, you know, definitely sped up the rebuild and, you know, into contention. And then, you know, with these first round picks, like, you know, they could keep him, or if they want to like trade him for a player like that they're interested in, you know, they could definitely do that. Yeah, I would definitely say in six games is like Thunder and six is probably my prediction. But I mean, you know, Indiana could win in like seven, or they could win in six. Like, they have definitely like held their own this playoff, you know, run, I should say. And I mean, Oklahoma City, you know, probably has more star power than Indiana. Indiana has like Halliburton. Siakam would probably be the closest thing the Pacers have to like a number two star, because it's definitely not like Miles Turner. Or like anyone that would come off the bench like that. But they can like definitely make out of them. And like they've had like three come from behind victories. Players, I think like two of them were against like the Knicks in the conference finals, you know, at Madison Square Garden, and then the other one was against the Cavaliers. I think that might have been in Cleveland as well. So like on the road. And so I mean, Indiana's not to be scared of like, you know, playing these first two games on the road. And like, you know, like any sport, you know, that's a best of, you know, something series. Like, as long as you, if you can try to at least split those first two games on the road, you know, you put yourself in a good spot, you know, going to play your games on your home court or home field or whatever. And I don't know when like the last time I had like a show, so I don't know if I'm like repeating myself, but I know definitely we didn't have the MVP announced before that. And then we had, it was just, I think yesterday with the Knicks announcing that they are firing head coach Tom Thibodeau after 5 seasons, I believe. So, you know, they're another team that has joined, you know, the coaching carousel of the off season. The Suns just hired a coach. I just saw it. I might not be able to find it. I don't know why it's not showing up on under NBA news either. Let's see. Okay, here it is. Phoenix Suns hiring Cavs assistant Jordan Ott as head coach. They went 36 and 46 in this season. Fourth different head coach in the last 4 seasons. Yeah, they fired Mike Budenholzer on April 14th. So, you know, I don't think we're gonna see any more like coaching changes between now and like the start of like, you know, the kind of the official start of the Nets, you know, season with like free agency and draft and all that stuff that kind of kicks off kind of unofficially the next, you know, season of the NBA. Because these teams both made it to the NBA Finals and the Thunder and Pacers, so regardless, I don't see them firing their coach. So, you know, they're going to need a new coach. I think it's just the Knicks that are like have an empty, you know, coaching position at the moment. But like I said, yeah, if anything changes, I'd be kind of, I guess I'd be surprised. Like, generally, because it's, you know, the end of the season, like, you didn't make the playoffs, then yeah. And then, you know, if you had, like, a first-round exit, then, you know, yes, that's also wouldn't be surprising. And then we kind of go from there. Or, like, that, maybe, like, the cutoff is, like, you know, a first-round exit kind of blunder, and it's been, like, you know, your third first-round exit in, like, the past 5 years or something like that, then I can see that. Like, this is a third straight year. Third straight year that the Milwaukee Bucks have been eliminated in the first round. The past two, I think it was under Doc Rivers, and then the one before that would have had been Mike Budenholzer then, yeah. So, you know, a little thing is, because, like, June 4th, tomorrow start the finals. Game 7 in the finals, my guess would be the 22nd of June. Yes, it is. I'm so good. Because then I think the draft is like the 25th and 6th. So, you know, they'd give a little, there'd be at least some kind of days in between, you know, them starting and all that stuff. So, that's interesting. Does it actually start draft? I would imagine so. It's June 25th. Yeah, so literally 3 weeks from today. I had to do some math. Not my strong suit, but we got there. So, definitely to look forward to. Because this is kind of it, and then, I mean, we'll have, like, baseball during the summer and some other stuff, so, yeah, that's, like, one of the last main sporting events for a while. And then kind of, you know, going around the same time with NBA Finals is the Stanley Cup Finals, which, like I said, kicks off tonight. Florida Panthers, Edmonton Oilers, rematch of last year's final, which the Panthers won. So, I haven't watched... I have actually watched a little bit of, like, hockey playoffs this year. Because there'd be times where it's like you can watch an NBA, like, playoff game and then NHL playoff game, like, on the same thing. I mean, splits, multi-view, you know, two games going on. That is... let's see. That's just how it is through my YouTube TV and stuff like that. So, which is pretty nice. So, I mean, I'm mostly watching, like, the basketball, because that's the one I have, like, the sound on and kind of stuff, like, and all that stuff. And, like, you know, you check over and kind of watch the other ones, maybe during, like, a commercial break and stuff like that, halftime, you know, all that stuff. So, I don't know if I would have said... because I don't think they're, like... either of them is, like, a top seed. I guess it's, like, there's, like, 8 teams in each conference that makes it. But then, like... I'm trying to... because there's, like, a way it's kind of, like... here we go, playoff bracket. Yeah. So there's, like, the Western Conference, and there's, like, 1, 2, 3, 4 teams seeded. And then another... 4 teams seeded 1 through 4, and the same thing in the Eastern Conference. So that's a little, I don't know, it's so weird, I guess. I don't know why that is the case. I feel like I've meant to look it up, and then I've just kind of forgot, and it kind of gets pushed back for, like, a different time or day until I think of it again, and then, you know, another site where I'm gonna check it and then I don't. So I think it was mostly, like, through, like, the second round, because then there'd be, like, some games going on I could watch, and then, like, conference finals, definitely, because then there'd be conference finals for the NBA as well, so you'd be able to do, like, one, and then, like, even then you'd have maybe, like, the NBA games start, and then you get close to, you know, maybe, like, half, a little bit into the second quarter, stuff like that, and then the hockey game would start. So kind of, I don't know, maybe that's the reason. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, because they probably want to watch, you know, they're going to want to have as many people watching, you know, as possible. So, and then, let's see. I don't really know. Like, I was looking at some stuff. Like, prediction stuff. I saw, I was, like, kind of split, where it's, like, no one thinks, you know, this is going to be a sweep. It seemed like a lot of it was, like, mostly, like, in 6 games or even, like, a 7-game, you know, series. Let's see. So it was all like that. I'm gonna see. Oh, well, that's not really helpful. I guess this is ESPN's hot. Yep, ESPN's hockey team is picking the Oilers. 14 out of 23 of them, which it looks like. Yeah, a lot of, like, Oilers or Panthers and Sits are 7. Like, someone has Oilers and 5. Maybe they're, like, the Oilers writer for ESPN. I don't know, maybe, or something like that. Because I think that's how, like, you know, a lot of NHL or, like, NBA... NFL, NBA, like, they usually will have, like, a writer for each team, like, you know, contribute, obviously, to, like, ESPN, stuff like that. So it's kind of a whole thing, like, you know, they like to do, because it's like, well, it's like, you know, the team, the reporter for, like, the teams that are playing, obviously, we're going to pick their team. But, you know, like, how other writers are, like, the other writers are, like, you know, the people that, like, don't really have, like, a whole, you know, they don't have a stake in it. So it's not like their team or maybe a player or something like that, or, you know, they can just sit back and they're like, here's who I think will win and stuff like that, but, like, you know, they just, like, sit back and relax and just kind of watch. And hope that's exciting, you know, series, and not have, like, to wait it out, you know, like a fan of a team that is playing. So we'll definitely, you know, kind of recap and talk about both as we get some of these games, you know, under the belt in the round. You know, and kind of go from there. Because, you know, you can only preview so much until, like, you know, it actually starts happening, and then you have, like, you know, more of the meat to talk about. So, on to lastly, baseball. Let's see. We have, like, yeah, standings. We're about, like I said, teams have played about 60-some games. Nationally, the division leaders are the Cubs, Mets, and Dodgers. Cubs have a 5-game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals. Mets a 1/2-game lead over the Phillies. Dodgers a 1-game lead over the Padres. And the wild card in the National League is the Phillies. Padres have the first two wild card spots, and then the Cardinals have the third, with the Giants and Brewers a 1/2-game behind the Cardinals. Arizona, they're 4 games back. Cincinnati, 4.5. Washington, 5. Atlanta, 5.5. So, like, considering we're only in, like, early June, like, teams play only 16, there's still, like, 100, around 100, you know, games to go. So, definitely, you know, not out of it yet. And then for the National League, we have the division leaders of the Yankees, Tigers, and Astros. Yankees have a 6.5-game lead over both Tampa Bay and Toronto. Tigers lead the division by 6 games over the Twins, 6.5 over Cleveland, 7.5 over Kansas City, and then the White Sox or 20.5 teams back. And then AL West is the Astros. They have a 1/2-game lead over Seattle, 4.5 over Texas. So some of these divisions are kind of close. I mean, let's say we only have one in each, like, lead that is actually, or no, the National League has two there. Or at least second place is, like, a game back. And then, you know, the American League is just the West, where 1/2-game back and everyone else is, like, 6 games back. Who's the wild card for the American League? Let's see. American League, we would have the Twins have the first wild card spot, with Cleveland and Seattle tied for that second. And then Kansas City is a game back of them. Tampa Bay, Toronto, a game and a half. And then we have Texas at 4 games back. Boston, 4.5. LA, Angels, 5 games back. And then we get further away from there. Because the top two division winners in each lead receive bye, so the division series. And the other four play a best of three wildcard series. This is definitely just the third, maybe fourth year they've done that. I think so. Because I think they changed that, like, kind of. So with, like, COVID, they had, like, eight teams, and they did stuff like that. So there was, like, I think it was best of three wild card round, and then they went from there, and then I think 21 they went back to the original, or how they did it before, maybe 2021 or 22 as well, and then yeah, but I could also be wrong. I would be able to tell you who won the World Series, but like the exact like playoff format, nope. Not at all. So that's kind of where we stand. Like the March or June. We also have like college. We have college softball, the Women's College World Series finals tonight, or game one. It's also the best of three. It's Texas and Texas Tech. And then for college baseball, we have the Super Regionals, which will be, it should be this weekend. And then the College World Series would be the 13th through something. Something like that. Because I think it's like, well, it's like with the women's, I think it's like eight teams that go, and then it's like double elimination tournament, so it does kind of get a little bit, it can take a while, because they have to play some game later, and then like one team is undefeated, the other team is lost, and then the undefeated team loses, so they're tied, and then they play another game. So it's kind of a whole process, so that's going on. We have this weekend is the UFL conference championship games, and then I think the final or the championship game would have to be the next weekend. And then we have WNBA as well going on. It's been going on for a little bit, a couple weeks now, because they start like kind of end of May, and then they go to late September. Because then, because there won't be the Olympics like last year where they had like, about a 3-week break. Three-week break pause on the season. So, it's a little bit more to that. So we do have some things going on. I should be able to record not next week, or not next Wednesday at least. Probably wouldn't be until, just like I'm in a Mary Poppins for my community theater summer musical, and then work, so that definitely throws in a little bit of a loop or a recording schedule to try and have like a consistency, which can't always doesn't always happen, or doesn't always stay that way for a while, but by the time I'm back, if it is that the 16th or something like that, then we would have a bunch of like NBA finals games and stuff like that would have happened that we can recap and talk about and do stuff like that. that we do for, you know, most sports around here and stuff like that. So that pretty much wraps it up for this time. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next time, whenever that may be. Peace.